Hi there, you're six. It's Mr. Henson here. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Year Six podcast. Hope you're all doing well and looking forward to the show. I'd like to start the podcast with a news update. Miss Bassett and I have been forced to make a very difficult decision, and we have made that decision to sack Mr. Preston, Miss Fellows, and Mr. Killick for their continued professional incompetence. For failure to uphold the standards expected by staff here at ESJ, and to be honest, for a complete lack of teaching ability as well. So I wanted to share that information with you to apologise for you, to you and your families for what's been going on over the last couple of weeks. But we do have some good news, and we have some fantastic new supply teachers lined up to work with you over the coming days, and they'll be appearing in this week's episode of the podcast. So, looking forward to something a lot more high quality than we've been used to so far, with our amazing stand-ins. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, Year Six, it's Miss Lloyd here. Mr. Henson has asked me to move from foundation stage to be your new teacher. I have heard that there has been too much entertainment happening at the top of the school, so I am here to calm things down a little bit. Now, I know that Mr. Henson likes Year Six to do some complex and serious problem solving when they are learning, so we are going to begin with some multiplication. If you could please open your books, write today's date. Underline it neatly with a ruler. Put your Numicon and Play-Doh on the table in front of you. Fantastic. Now we can begin. So I would like you to create an array that will help you solve the problem 17 multiplied by 8. And when you have the answer, solve 16 times 14 and then add both of your solutions together. Wonderful. How are you all getting on? I've got to be honest, I'm getting in a bit of a muddle. We don't do an awful lot of multiplication down in foundation stage, and it's not really going to plan. I've got Play-Doh in my hair again. In fact, I've got Play-Doh everywhere. I'm just not cut out for this serious teaching lark. I think I'll just go back down to foundation stage and do some finger painting, a bit of phonics. Or maybe a new job altogether. I've always wanted to be an F1 racing driver. You know, wearing the fancy racing suit, overtaking the other cars, whizzing around the corners. Meow, meow, meow. So I can make the noise really well. I think I'd be good at the actual driving too. Mr. Henson? Mr. Henson! Ah, there you are, Mr. Henson. You need to find someone else to cover Year Six, I'm afraid. I'm just going to head back down to foundation and play with the cars. Right, see you later, Year Six. Bye!
Hi there, Year Six. It's Mr. Henson here again. I think I'm going to take over the rest of this week's episode of the podcast. I can only apologise for the standard and the quality of what you've just listened to from the cover staff who were supposedly helping out this week. Yes, sincere apologies, not just for me, on behalf of the whole school for that. I honestly thought the things would improve, but clearly they haven't. It really does seem difficult nowadays to get hold of some good quality teachers. I honestly think we aren't asking too much to find people who can be hard-working, teachers who can plan effective lessons, teachers who can help children progress, who can be professional. Is it hard? Oh,
Hi, Year Six. We're broadcasting. That's me, Mr. Preston, Miss Fellows, and Mr. Killick. We're broadcasting from in a wheelie bin outside the canteen. We've interrupted Mr. Henson's boring podcast to give you something a little bit silly. We just really hope that the bin lorry doesn't come and take us away. We really wanted to make the last broadcast memorable. And we promised last week to do the play script of one of the children. And we picked one, and we could have picked loads. They were fantastic. But we had to pick one. We just didn't have enough time to do all of them because we've been busy in our new jobs. Mr. Killick has been taming lions after his year one experience at a zoo. Miss Fellows is going to go on Britain's Got Talent and become an escapologist, the ability to escape from the tiniest, tiny box. And me, well, oh, I'm still looking for a job. I've been looking in cupboards, and I've been looking under desks and in drawers, and you wouldn't believe it, this one time, I went looking in a broom cupboard and I got locked in there. I think I could hear someone laughing outside. I don't know who that could be. Well, anyway, it's our last podcast. I'm going to end on this fantastic play written by Holly. Okay, here goes. Sit back, enjoy. And if you hear a bin lorry, run out and rescue us. Thanks. What's that smell? It wasn't there when we came in. Why are you smiling? Oh, that's the...
You know, I've never been to such a quiet beach.
That's because we lost the children.
What?
No!
I'm back! And guess what? I just won SpongeBob at the arcade!
Mr. Killick, we've lost the kids.
Why did you do that?
Yes. Why would you do it, Mr. Preston?
Me? I would never lose them. I need to keep my job.
Look at me! I'm a mermaid!
Take the seaweed off your head. Get out of the sand and help me prove Mr. Preston is guilty.
No! You are guilty, Miss Fellows.
No, you are, Mr. Killick.
What? Back me up, SpongeBob.
You're acting like a child.
You're mean.
Who cares? We need to find the children.
Yeah, and get me another cup of tea.
No tea for you. We need to find the kids.
Hey, I said we need to find the kids first.
No, I said we need to find the kids, not we need to find the children.
Stop it! Let's all split up and look for them.
Okay.
Good idea.
Now who's acting childish, Miss Fellows?
Wait, do you hear that?
Ah! It's a monster!
Where? I don't see one.
Mr. Henson, what?
Mr. Henson, look at me. I'm a mermaid.
Very clever, Mr. Killick. Now, what do we have here?
Please don't tell Miss Bassett, but we lost the children.
No, you didn't. I sent them home. One of them threw up.
What? You mean we spent ages arguing, trying to work out who lost the children, and it was you? Miss Fellows, find me a crab to throw at the waves. They are behind those large rocks.
Oh, okay.
Let's all calm down and take a bus home.
A good idea, Mr. Killick.
Hello? Where is everybody? Anybody there? Help? Oh, Mr. Preston? Mr. Killick? Mr. Henson? SpongeBob? Oh, no.